Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the military, there must be training to follow orders. Without it, you've got no cohesive unit. Without the chain of command, when the fighting starts, there'll be chaos, people leaving their positions, and the boots on the ground don't see the big picture. Ever. You know, the generals and the people who are forming strategy, they have the benefit of all the satellite pictures and all the intelligence. And so we got, you know, some of these folks been doing this for decades, and we got all these resources. And so I'm not saying they've always done it perfectly, but at least they've got the information. And they are making plans and strategy, and then orders are issued. And most of the time, the soldier will not know all the reasons why they're doing what they're supposed to do. But if you question commands, and if you try to operate democratically, the army will fall apart. So what do you mean? Democracy is the greatest. Actually, it's not. Rule under God is what He always intended. Not the majority rules. The majority is not always right. The majority on this planet has elected to rebel against God. You don't want to be a part of that. You want to submit to Him. And you want to be a good soldier. Yes. Did the Bible tell us, endure hardness as a good soldier? Yes. You want to be a good soldier. Jesus is called the captain of our salvation. And if you're going to have strong faith, it'll be because you learned what this man knows. That when he gives you an order, what do? Yes, you say, well, I'm going to think about that. I'm going to pray about that. Well, I'm going to get a committee together. We're going to discuss it and talk to pros and cons. How many understand if the military operates that way, the war is over and you've lost by the time you get your little committee formed. I mean, in the thick of action, when you're under fire, it takes something strong to keep it from just falling apart. And that's why in basic training and in further training, the soldiers, the troops are trained to follow an order immediately, completely, without a question or without a hesitation. Why? Because lives depend on it. And the outcome of the battle depends on it, and maybe the whole war. Well, whether people realize it or not, we're in a war. We're in a war. There are forces of darkness arrayed against the church. And we just got through reading, the enemy comes, and he comes every day to steal, to kill, and to destroy. There are principalities, there are powers, there are rulers of the darkness of this world, there's spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. There is a conflict going on, and there's only one way that we're going to come out victorious day in and day out. And it'll be because we follow orders. we will never see the whole big picture. Much of the time, we won't even understand spiritually what's going on, or where it's coming from, or why. Much of the time, that's why we must walk by faith. Just trust God. But when He tells you to do something, He has good reasons why. How many believe God sees the big picture? What do we need to do? We need to obey immediately and completely. This is the same thing as having the greatest faith. Do you think most of the church world knows this? This is the same thing as having the greatest faith. It doesn't matter how many scriptures you quote or how much you pray, if when the Lord gives you a command, you don't obey, you will not be victorious. Only He sees the big picture. And why did Jesus marvel about this? Because I'm sure this centurion, this rough, tough fighting man, he does not see everything Jesus is talking about when Jesus says, "My, my, my, I hadn't seen faith like that in the whole country." This centurion, this officer, is not thinking, "I've got the most faith in the country." No, he doesn't know what Jesus is talking about. All he knows is how his whole life works. And he didn't know it, but it's a perfect overlap of spiritual things and the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. And he said, "No, sir, you don't need to come to my house. No, sir. If you could just please give the order." Oh, somebody say glory to God. Give the order. In one phrase, that describes the greatest faith a human being can have. That you are poised, ready for Him to give an order. Hallelujah. And you trust Him so much and so completely that whatever order He gives, you believe it'll be right, it'll be good, I'm going to do it, and He's going to back it up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the greatest faith. That's the greatest faith there is. You don't have to know Greek. You don't have to know Hebrew. You don't have to pray 8 hours a day. That's the greatest faith there is. But have you noticed there's a whole lot of folks that are a lot of talk about spiritual things. Talk, 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 talk. Talk about scriptures, talk about faith, talk about prayer, talk about spiritual, talk, 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 talk. But then you get specific about one thing to do. Well, I'll pray about it. Weeks later, have you done it? Well, not yet. That's faithless. That's faithless. And it's not spiritual. They imagine themselves to be so spiritual because they're talking about spiritual things all the time. Talking about spiritual things doesn't make you spiritual. What makes you spiritual? What's real faith? What is pegging the meter faith? Greatest faith there is. It is so simple. It is so simple. Whatever He says to you, you know what Jesus' mother said? Whatever He says to you, not talk about it. Pray about it. What?
Good.
Do it.
Yes.
Oh, come on, help your neighbor. Say, do it. Do it.
Do
it. Do what? Whatever He says to you, do it. Do it. When? Whenever He says. Right? Do it. do it. Faith, James says, without inaction is dead. Or you can say it like this, faith that is just all theoretical talk produces nothing. It's only when you demonstrate you trust Him enough to do what He said. That's when you'll see a manifestation of the power of God. Whew. That's when you'll see a miracle. Hallelujah. Listen to the CEV, the Complete English Version. I have aspirations of having the same kind of faith that Jesus marvels at. I'm talking about Keith Moore. That the Lord could look at some situations and go, that's my boy. Would you look at that faith? Gabriel? Michael? That's what I'm talking about right there. Same kind of faith that centurion had. Same kind of faith. Same kind of faith Paul had. Same kind of faith Abraham. Same kind of faith. Well, that's not just something I can have. It's something you can have.
Amen.
Something every one of us can have if we'll grab a hold of the throat of this flesh and the rebellion and the defiance and the argumentativeness and slam it.
Amen.
And put it under and submit ourselves to Him and humble ourselves and become obedient. Now see, that word in modern society, do most people like that word? Obedient. Woo-hoo. You want to see a rise? Just go, you need to obey. 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 I'll think about it. Well, you are not even remotely close to the greatest kind of faith. So the CEV, Jesus went to the town of Capernaum, verse 5, and an army officer came up to Him and said, Lord, my servant, this is the Complete English, my servant is at home in such terrible pain that he can't even move. And we're not just talking about some abstract something here today. We're talking about something that'll get you out of an incurable condition. Amen. And contrary to what some people think, he doesn't just randomly or for reasons nobody can understand pick to do that for a very few people and other few people he doesn't. No. Faith is the determining factor.
Amen.
The Lord said it is. Here's a man, he's in terrible pain. He can't even move. Jesus said, I'll go and heal him. But the officer said, Lord, I'm not good enough, King James says, worthy for you to come into my house. Just give the order. Somebody say, just give the order.
Just give the order.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.